Protesters in Barcelona have taken to the streets to voice their discontent with the impact of mass tourism on their city. On Saturday, thousands of demonstrators marched through popular tourist areas, spraying visitors with water pistols and carrying signs that read, "Tourists go home and Barcelona is not for sale." This demonstration, organized by the Neighborhood Assembly for Tourism Degrowth, is the latest in a series of protests across Spain, highlighting the growing concerns about over-tourism. According to Barcelona City Council, approximately 2,800 people participated in the protest. The demonstrators argue that the influx of tourists has significantly increased living costs and put immense pressure on public services. Official figures show that nearly 26 million visitors stayed overnight in the Barcelona region in 2023, contributing about 12.75 billion euros or $13.8 billion to the economy. However, the Neighborhood Assembly for Tourism Degrowth contends that these economic benefits are not evenly distributed, leading to greater social inequity. In response to these concerns, the group has published 13 proposals aimed at reducing the number of visitors and transitioning to a more sustainable tourism model. These include the closure of cruise ship terminals, stricter regulation on tourist accommodations, and ending public spending on tourism promotion. The mayor of Barcelona has already implemented several measures to mitigate the impact of mass tourism, such as increasing the nightly tourist tax to 4 euros, or $4.30 US, and limiting the number of cruise ship passengers. Additionally, the mayor announced plans to end short-term rental licenses by 2028, which could help make housing more affordable for long-term residents. Despite these efforts, the mayor has faced criticism for allowing high-profile events such as a Louis Vuitton catwalk show and the upcoming America's Cup sailing competition, which some argue exacerbate the problem of over-tourism. The discontent in Barcelona is mirrored by other parts of Spain, with similar protests in the Canary Islands and Mallorca. Locals in these regions have voiced concerns about the environmental damage and displacement caused by excessive tourism. The issue of over-tourism is not unique to Barcelona. Cities such as Amsterdam and Venice have long struggled with the challenges posed by a large number of tourists. The common sentiment shared by many residents is that they have nothing against tourism, but the effects of over-tourism are making their cities unlivable. Spain, as the second most visited country in Europe after France, saw 85 million visitors last year, marking a 19% increase from the previous year. The protests in Barcelona highlight the ongoing struggle between the benefits and drawbacks of mass tourism. While the influx of visitors boosts the local economy, it also leads to rising living costs, strained public services, and a diminished quality of life for residents. As the debate over sustainable tourism continues, cities like Barcelona must find a balance that preserves the well-being of their communities while accommodating the interests of travelers. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.